Okay, TMRNA DBO. NA DBO. Quiet, foggy morning.
Yes, it is.
Well, when I left the house, it was all foggy, and then I went to Armenia, it was foggy. Now I'm over here in Sterling Heights, and it's not foggy.
Well, I'm in Graham Lake, and it's foggy. It was foggy and flushing. It's patchy.
Yeah, it was like that Friday when I was going out west. It was foggy all the way through Flint, and just a little bit on the other side of Flint, it went and it was gone. Michael, that was weird.
Yeah, I think the coolest crossing I had of the Mackinac Bridge was, it was foggy in Mack City. And once you got high enough on the bridge, you got above the fog, and it was just like the light switch. It's like you couldn't see 5 feet in front of you, all of a sudden you're on top of the clouds.
Yeah, I remember that, going over the Golden Gate like that. You're going over San Francisco Bay, and you're in the fog, and all of a sudden you're up above, you're like, wow, this is cool. Or in the mountains, when I used to go up to Rancho Palos Verdes, or up in the hills there, I get to the top and look over Los Angeles, and it was just covered in fog, but it was clear as day, you know, higher up. It was pretty cool.
Yep, definitely.
I mean, where I lived like 9 miles from the ocean, and when there wasn't a lot of smog and gook and everything else like that, you can see the mountain, you can see the white caps perfectly clear from my window.
Yeah, I had a good view then, huh? When you didn't have the lovely California smog. Yeah. My daughter's antenna shaming me, she saw covered more antennas than I do.
Newspaper in one of my boxes that was taken from the beach, Redondo Beach, and it was clear as day. You could see the San Gabriels, and you could see L.A. right there at the base of the mountains. I mean, it was like the most beautiful picture you've ever seen.
Yeah, to take your word for it, yes, I actually haven't even been to California. The bus just pulled up, but they're not opening the door. I wonder what's going on.
You at work yet?
No, I got to drop the kids off. One dropped off at school, and the other one's at the bus stop. So the bus pulled up, but it's just sitting here, not opening the kids up.
Gotcha. Oh, got my phone call, I was waiting for it. I'll talk to you in a bit, KCKJO.
Hey,
Bill. Hey,
Bill.
Delia, it's mobile.
Any DMH, give me the beer. Very good. VHF, UHF together. Was that you earlier, Drake, trying 3-1?
No. I'm in Travers right now. This is Travers headed north.
Yeah, you're both noisy, so. All right. I just seen both Mac City and Guilford come up earlier, so maybe that was you. All right, I'm going to drop the link back off. I don't know what. I tried to get on VHF, and it took forever for it to connect, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, all right. I'll chat to you later. Keep it up, Stavir.
Hey, okay, Stavir, Jeff. I'm surprised you're hearing me on this fire. I'm on the fire road, just about to drop down hill. The front of the bridge hill. Little fire for this little guy. Front of the bridge, any unit.
KE8VSI, Greg, do you copy? KZ8V.
KE8VSI, copy.
I just left the house, so I will be there shortly.
Roger that. I just got gas, and now I'm pulling into the sub shop. Because I need food, and then I will be there. It says 29 minutes from here, so we're looking at about 12:10, 12, about 12:15.
Perfect. I will have fully activated the park by then, twice or three times. I probably won't even be pulling in. We're still doing it with my antenna in a tree.
Oh no, I'll at least expect you to be fully operational. All right, run it in, KZ8VSI.
Cool, talk to you, KZ8V. KZ8V mobile.
KZ8VSI, moda, moda, moda.
I stopped to get an ID. I'm winding my way across Orion Road, so I don't know if I'm making it too well.
Yeah, I can tell you're out there, but it's still readable.
This sound is good. So
heard you, but I couldn't copy any of that, so you're at the end of your rope.
This is Greg. Is it any better? I was on fills, so that's not working, but I'm still down in the gully.
Yep, a little bit better. I'm out here to 3 miles from Orion Road.
That's not fine. Right now.
I didn't really get all of that one.
Okay, copy that. I'll see you there. AZAZ.
Okay, you take VSI clear.
To you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear WAFU, happy birthday to you. Wow, it kind of rhymes.
Okay. Don't quit the day job. Intention of taking it off, but I actually woke up a little under the weather this morning, so I took it off. Not horrible, but scratchy throat, and I had a headache that's finally passed. But so I'm off. Hopefully, I'll get feeling better here and take advantage.
Too long. I mean, I was looking
looking at the specs on everything, thinking, do I really want this thing? Yes, no, yes, no. But that price, you're right, you should have just stopped analyzing it, taking out the pocketbook. But, oh well, can't do anything about it now. All right, catch you later. AB.
Yeah, you know, they come and they go. No big deal. You can never cry over what you didn't get. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
I don't know if I told you that, you know, I sent letters to the other two applicants. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so I got an email back from one of them, and he said he was willing to withdraw the application, but he didn't know how, so I explained to him how to do it, and he did it. So now I'm down to 50-50.
Was he able to just remove the one request?
I don't know. He probably avoided the whole thing, but he said he will. You know, he was basically just fishing, and it was not that important to him.
All right, I'm shocked you got, you know, I mean, if nothing else, you've improved your odds, right? But, cool. Well, 50-50.
Yeah, it'd be great if the other guy does the same thing. We'll see. The other guy's local. He's in Farmington.
He's probably listening to us now. Give it up, dude. You have no tie to that call.
Yeah. Alrighty, so I'll let you know.
All right, good deal. It's your shot. I'm really amazed you got one to agree. Cool. I mean, I guess they realize, you know, the significance. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Well, I guess they had a compelling story. So, all right, AVAPR, out.
Good afternoon, this is Tim, ADHAL. Just trying to test an antenna. I've got a new antenna hooked up. One, if anybody can give me a quick signal for it, I'd appreciate it. ADHAL.
ADHAL, this is N8WRO Richmond. Tim, your signal is Lima Charlie.
I didn't catch that. Do I signal as what?
Loud and clear, sir. NAWRO.
Appreciate the signal report. This antenna has been killing me. I either have an antenna problem or this last time the stand broke and I dragged it down the highway. So hopefully it'll stay in one piece for a while. But I appreciate the signal report. ADHJL.
No worries. You are sounding good. From another Tim up in Richmond. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Have a good one.
WAPI. WDAJLL, DFA, DIC. WDAJLL, DFA, DIC.
How you doing, Jack? WDAKLO.
I'm doing all right. I had to go to the doctor this morning, get a couple of, take off a couple of those shots of blood and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's always fun, doing some blood work. Well, at least you're keeping an eye on you. Make sure everything's in the level. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, beautiful day with no rain. That dry grass out there, too.
Yeah, I've got a tree in my backyard, and it's just started dropping leaves like crazy. Yesterday, so I mowed, and then all of a sudden I look, and the yard's already filled up with leaves.
That's the time of the year.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, all right, Jack, well, give me a shout later. We'll be listening here. I got to finish up what I'm doing here, but we'll talk to you later. WDAKLO will be clear after yours.
Good talking to you. Take care. KFA DIC.
Zero wind out here. WAP.
Station 793, WIUG 48, copy.
Jack, you're on the ham side.
Sorry, I thought I'm on the GMRS side.
K-E-A-R-U-H.
We handle him. K-J-K-J-O.
What's going on, Tom? Where are you at today?
I'm going to be heading to Novi in Magellan. I just got my Burger King. I need to eat.
So, semi-local-ish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. How many more stops do you have?
Well, once I get done with this one, then I'm done. It's Monday. You know, I started early. After this one is, you know, I just got done with like 2 hours just trying to get a system installed, and all I'm hitting is barricades with it.
So much fun. Cool. Well, I hope it gets good and you can get out of there at a reasonable time, because that'd be nice to get home earlier than later.
Yeah, Friday I didn't get home till like 10 after 8.
Wow, that's a grind, huh?
Yeah, I started at 7:30 in the morning.
No such thing as an easy Friday, that's for sure.
The lane just turned right in front of a straight lane, which cut me off. And right behind her was a lane for a police.
cross lanes. She turned right.
Yeah, I was in the right hand turn lane. She turned right on the 696. And the lane to the left of me was straight only. Well, she turned right. And then, like she was going to go eastbound 696. And then she crossed over to go onto the freeway, and right behind her was Liz Rotini. Lit her up as she turned right in front of me.
I'm sure she'll get a nice couple $100 thank you note from the police officer.
One could only hope.
Did you get anything exciting over the weekend?
Saturday, I went to a bridal shower with my wife. It was for my co-worker, who's my best friend. You know, it's for his son and future daughter-in-law's wedding. And then Sunday, I kind of stayed home and did nothing because my daughter doesn't feel great. So it was more or less a sick day for everything.
Got ya. Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot. We went out to dinner on Friday, or on Saturday night. And then yesterday was, we just laid low all day. I think I left the house maybe once or twice.
Well, my daughter wasn't doing right on Saturday, so she didn't move her boyfriend, so she stayed home. Woke up Sunday, was miserable as all finished. And then to top it all off, now my dog has a complete attack, which is really annoying. So, back to the washing machine, the dog wash and everything. What a fun day.
Sounds like it. Where are you at now? You're starting to come in real crackly and a little more difficult to make it through.
I should sound better now. I got a phone call. KZQ, you all talking about.
Talk to you later. KE8RUH.
NABDF.
Did you correct your problem?
1 second, I got a call coming in. NABDF. Okay, hopefully I got that situated.
So you took the smoke cap down, did you, Chris? You put it back up and see if it reset?
The last I was involved with it, I found out which one it was, located it. It was the cold air return sensor. We took it down, and then it was on my desk. I was going to clean it, and then I got pulled doing something else, and when I came back, it was gone. So I think our facilities director or whatever guy came, grabbed it, and put it back up, and now the elevators don't work. I didn't get any of that, Tom.
I'm going to go to Holly, see how I sound. So you need to go to TV.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm trying out a West Bloomfield or Holly, because I'm here on 696 going up to 23.
You're on Holly.
Maui now, you sound better, but I don't recall that being the case. I usually, when I was out that way, I would always use the West Bloomfield one.
Oh, I'm in Bloomfield right now. Change it down to 500. See how bad it is, because Maui was a little bit scratchy, but I was in it. But yeah, if he took it down to clean it, and then whoever took it, put it back up and didn't clean it, and then reset the alarm, so as long as it's in an alarm, the elevator's going to be shut down, so everybody gets to use the stairs.
So the question is, how do you get it out of alarm?
Oh boy, yeah, those are never fun.
you know, I treated them, and they weren't really that bad, but then all of a sudden my dog's going crazy, and my daughter, sorry, her dog, is like, whoa, there's a little bit more than expected, so, but three dogs and two cats, kind of expensive for the little drips that you gotta put in their bags. And then I got some powder to go on the carpets, keep cleaning, you know, doing the whole thing. Hopefully we'll get it this time. It's all because of the hot, humid weather we've had. They just became rampant.
Yeah, that's probably one of those things you got to get everything or they'll come back in full force again. Or maybe they had, they dropped some eggs and the eggs hatched.
And probably, so, got the dog bed that's getting washed. The dog pillows that are in my room are getting washed, bedding. You know, whatever we can do. Vacuum all the crevices in the living room and the bedrooms and the stairs and then steam me at all. And when that's all done, I put powder down.
Yeah, we get them all knocked down.
Yeah, once you get them, they take a while to get rid of them, but with the drops that we use, you know, just put it underneath their fur and their skin. And my dog is like a greased pig, so you really got to dig into her fur to get it because she's so short-haired. And then, of course, the cats, you know, they're all fluffy.
And I think I've got medicine in the back of their neck for a while.
Yeah, hopefully the medicine will do it again. I mean, I put it on like four or five key spots, you know, their tail, their neck, and their shoulders, and their hindquarters. You know, that's where they like to hide. And they rub it in, but maybe I didn't do it good enough.
Got two sheriff EMS units coming up the highway. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, good question, because Tennessee County, I don't have them in my scanner.
Yeah, you can, they got some streams on Broadcastify that you can pick up, but I don't know, for some reason the app won't work in my car. It'll, it like tries to play over the Bluetooth, but won't let it play. Fortunately, our police are encrypted, but at least the fire and EMS are still open.
Yeah, some fire and EMS are still normal, and then state troopers and a few of the Leos are all P4 encryption now.
All of our police are encrypted. Fire has encrypted for their department and doctors. All the teams, dispatch and fire grounds are open. But over in Lanier County, they encrypted everything.
Oh, look, Grand Blanc exit, 1 mile.
You're about 10 miles behind me.
I'm coming from 23. I don't know where you're coming from.
Yeah. Probably about where you're at. I'm up at 119.
Wait a minute, you're not coming up 75?
Yeah, I'm at 75. But north on 22 will just become 75 eventually.
Oh, yeah, 75 will merge into 23 right up here by Bristol Road. So you must be just a couple miles west of me.
Yeah, I'm probably north of you, actually. Coming into Mount Morris, huh?
Oh, never mind, then. All right, I thought you were right in line with me. Yeah, I'm behind the, I mean, I got 3.2 miles before this is the end, though.
Grand Blanc when we started talking. So, yeah. Okay. 122 then.
Yeah, I'm not moving very fast.
Yeah, they can bottleneck there sometimes.
Yeah, but my top speed is 75 miles an hour. I can't go any faster than that.
Governed by the vehicle, or is that, get the notification to the box?
Oh, no, it's governed. You know, I can have this thing to the floor. Once it hits 76 miles an hour, no matter what gear it's in, that's where it locks on, it just stops. So, nothing you can do about it, except slow roll past people.
Yeah, you get poor man's cruise control. Don't stay on the back of them, the speed governed to whatever the speed is, whatever.
We moved over to the, what is it, Flint? 4600.
Yeah, that'd be Flint. That one's working sometimes, but it doesn't have as much coverage as Holly.
Well, this is the Holly repeater right here, KCKJO.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. Pretty much stay to that until I get off the highway, and then I can switch to the bird machine.
Yeah, you're a little bit staticky, but readable.
Yeah, it's kind of the end of the rope here, and then kind of like just not quite picking up the bird machine until I get off the highway. So, get staticky, and then you flip. Yeah. did have a SAMs membership, and that was nice, but...
Yeah, I only have 2 credit cards, I think. Yeah, that's it. You know, I have those ones are both under $1,500, so I keep those low and just keep paying them off. I paid it off once and then I had to use it again, so now I'm paying it off again.
Yeah, I've been trying to pay them off pretty much since they had got divorced. I try to pay them off, but and keep having to pay lawyers and stuff, so that hurt. So now, hopefully, I'm done paying them and can get the credit card paid off.
Thank you.
W-A-V-D, W-A-V-D, N-A-W-R-O. Are you over here, Wally? Nothing great in N-A-W-R-O, clear.
I know you're on the repeater, but there's no audio.
N1KRD mobile.